KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, host of The Business, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim.
So, John, you wrote an article in the LA Times about people keeling over when they went to screenings of 127 Hours, which, of course, is the movie, which is directed by Danny Boyle, who made Slumdog Millionaire, about the hiker who was trapped and very agonizingly cut off his own arm to escape. And you have found that people are finding this challenging to watch for some reason.
I was at the first screening of the film at the Telluride Film Festival where somebody a couple rows behind me dropped. It was a scene that was repeated at the Toronto International Film Festival, the Mill Valley Film Festival, the Producers Guild of America. They took the film to Pixar Animation Studios and a couple of people dropped there. I mean, the makers of the movie always wanted this film to have an emotional, visceral reaction, but I think they didn't want it to
passing
be
out,
this strong.
Not on the list.
And it's very interesting because it is, you know, it's based on a true story. I mean, I talked to a producer who passed out at the Producers Guild screen, and she said, I make television shows. I know this is make-believe, and yet she still was overcome by the film. And I think because it's a true story and because the way the film is made, you basically never leave the canyon where Aaron Ralston, the
very
hiker,
claustrophobic.
Was trapped.
Yeah.
And you start feeling like he did. I mean, Danny Boyle told me that he always wanted to make the movie a subjective experience, meaning the audience was with Ralston in the canyon. I guess he succeeded too well. And Fox Searchlight, which financed and is releasing right. The movie, has a real marketing issue now because the subject matter on its own is a little difficult for some people to swallow. Do I want to go see a movie about a hiker who cuts off his own forearm? And now you have these reports everywhere of people dropping. And somebody keeled last night at the premiere of the film at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
But John, I remember hearing that you sat next to the actual hiker when this movie screened at Telluride. What was that like?
It was amazing. I sat next to Aaron Ralston at the first screening, and he was a complete wreck. I mean, he was sobbing. He was clutching his wife's hand incredibly hard. I mean, it must have been a surreal experience to watch, you know, James Franco, who is acting as yourself, go through this procedure. And he, you know, he was very nervous and laughing. But, you know, the strong reaction that it elicited in Aaron Ralston, I think, has been shared by any number of moviegoers. And
who didn't even have to do it.
Right. And listen, filmmakers are always trying to create stories that affect the audience in powerful ways. I think what's unfortunate about this film and the result that it's leaving is that Danny did such a good job in telling this story that he actually perhaps has gone too far. I mean, he's done it too well.
I must say it's a story of incredible courage and really inspiring courage and will to live on the part of the hiker. But what does Fox Searchlight, what can they do?
They can rely very heavily on film critics. Film critics to say this is not a movie about somebody cutting off his arm, but it's an inspirational story of courage and it's a transcended experience and it's well acted and it's beautifully made. But if people start describing it as the movie where somebody cuts off his arm, they're sunk.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Are you going to see 127 Hours, or are you too squeamish? Leave a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.